This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. Welcome into Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at DD Lewis for real, at 92.9 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X. Welcome to an amended version, the podcast version of our weekly dive into the world of high school sports. No show on tonight because of the Atlanta Hawks on the West Coast trip. They'll be on at 10 p.m. Depending on when you hear this podcast, they may have already played. But still going to give you a brief recap of some of the things we got into over the past week. A couple of shout-outs we got, and we got to talk about the Georgia High School Association Football State Championship Tournament. We are now heading into round two on Friday. And when I tell you, and maybe it's just me, there may be other people out there, but it's so exciting. And I understand for the student athletes and coaches, this may not be exciting because of the fact that, unfortunately, of all the matchups, there's going to be a team, there's going to be student athletes and players and coaches that this will be it this Friday night. But it's just fascinating some of the round two matchups we have. You're talking about powerhouse programs facing off and someone being eliminated in the second round. For example, in Class 6A, Buford takes on Lowndes. Carrollton takes on Valdosta. North Cobb takes on Douglas County. Grayson takes on Norcross. Collins Hill takes on Colquitt County. Like, in the second round, ladies and gentlemen. And, I mean, it's just, you know, again, fascinating to me. I know it's not ideal for a lot of these programs to, you go out and you play the game, right? But the fact is, you know, we're seeing some really good matchups early on, as in years past, where some programs, they may not see their first really, really tough, tough game until the quarterfinals, maybe even the semifinals. So, I mean, 4A, Jones County takes on Marist. Creekside takes on Kale. Like this, I love all of the student athletes and coaches. They know I do, those that I've come in contact with. So I never like to see anyone lose, but from just a fan perspective, and again, just from the fascination, these types of matchups that we're getting, it's just, it's amazing, man. I hate to see that, you know, someone's season will end, but, it's, again, why you suit up and why you play the game. So without further ado, like I said, welcome into our amended version of the show. Our featured interview today will be with Kings Ridge football head coach Zach Slaney. In his first year as head coach for Kings Ridge, they won their first ever playoff game in program history this past week over Darlington, 35-0. Your final in that one, and up next for them will be Fellowship Christian. And again, that is our featured interview for this week. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into the prep roundup.
Let's go, let's go!
Now it's time for the Prep Roundup.
On Prep Sports Station on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, a couple of shout-outs. Congratulations to Coach Nicole Dixon, head coach for the Holy Innocents girls basketball team, reaching her 200th career win since taking over there at Holy Innocents. So congratulations, Coach Dixon. Always good times whenever I get a chance to run into her and chop it up with her. and just a great person. Also, congratulations to, as I mentioned earlier, Carrollton quarterback Julian Lewis. They'll be getting ready for Valdosta on Friday. He reached and surpassed 10,000 career passing yardage, so congratulations to him. All right, let's look back at the week. It was football opening round, Class 4A, Benedictine taking on Southwest DeKalb on the road, and Benedictine getting the win 35-13. Defensively, the Cadets with 6 interceptions. Defensive back Wyatt Estabrook had 3 of them, including a pick 6. After the game, caught up with head coach Danny Britt and Wyatt Estabrook.
Really proud of the guys. I thought we were a little sluggish getting started. Had last week off, and then, you know, a long trip, which we ought to be used to. We do this quite often. So, you know, I thought they came out and played fairly soundly. A few things we got to work on, of course, but I thought they did. I thought they played well.
All right, and let's talk about the defense. 6 interceptions tonight, 3 of which led to touchdowns for you guys. How big was that, seeing that kind of performance out of that side of the ball?
Yeah, that was huge. That was huge, being able to, you know, get those interceptions, because they were driving, they were moving the ball, and they moved the ball consistently from 20 to 20. But once they got inside the red zone, we were able to shut them down, and I think that's where most of the interceptions came. So very proud of those guys. Secondary played well.
Wyatt, congratulations, man. Heck of a performance. 3 interceptions, including a pick 6, man. How did you know where to be tonight, bro?
We had a great job preparing for this game. Coach Houston had us prepared all week. Film room, on the scout team, we knew where to be. Balls in the air, we went and got them.
All right, congratulations to Benedictine. Next up for them will be Ola on Friday in round 2 for Class 4A. Basketball-wise, made my way over to Hillgrove High School. The Hillgrove Hawks boys basketball program hosting the annual Powder Spring Showcase. A couple of games got a chance to take in, one of them being Alexander opening up their season against McEachern with a 69-56 win. And Gregory Dunson, 13 points. Torian Green, 16 points for the Cougars in that opening win. Afterwards, caught up with head coach Jason Slate.
You know, I thought the biggest thing was effort. I thought we played hard the whole game. You know, we told them, you know, we know you're not going to do everything right, you know, game one. But the one thing was effort. Effort and be a good teammate, play the right way. And I thought those things we did. And we did some pretty good stuff execution-wise. So really proud. That's a big win. I mean, you know, great program, great team. We've got to build off this because our schedule doesn't get any easier.
Right, right. And speaking of building off of that, what were some things that kind of stood out to you that you said, okay, you know, we definitely got to clean that up?
You know, I thought our offensive rebounding, especially in the first half, was not real good. I thought our defensive rebounding was not real good. I thought it picked up a lot in the second quarter. You know, that's going to be a constant for us because we don't have a lot of size. So all 5 of us have got to get on the defensive glass.
Awesome.
But, you know, really, when they made that run, really proud of how our guys responded. I thought we really responded the right way.
Good deal. Well, Coach, obviously a whole lot of basketball, so good luck down the
street. Yes. Thank you very much.
All right, and once again, Coach Jason Slate, Alexander Cougars opening up their season with the win over McEachern. They'll be back in action on Monday. More hoops close out the night at the Powder Springs Showcase with host Hillgrove hanging on for a 57-56 win over Mount Perrin, improving at the time to 3-0 on the season. They're now 4-0 because they picked up a win Tuesday over Padilla, but after that win over Mount Perrin, I got a chance to talk with head coach Gregory Moultrie about the Hawks hosting the showcase and getting that win.
Thank you for coming. We want to make sure we showcase the best of the talent. Just last year, this is the 4th year we did the Powder Springs Showcase. We just want to make sure we have good lineups, good matchups, and a great one day of basketball. We appreciate you guys coming out. Great teams. First game went into overtime. this game was a nail biter. Yeah, so the matchups have been pretty good too. So yeah, great competition.
Good deal. And talking about your matchup, like you said, a nail biter there. But strong second half for you guys, because you guys were down going into the half. What was it? What was the conversation at the break? Kind of helped, kind of turn things around a little bit for you guys there in that second half.
So like next man up mentality. We had some guys out sitting out for a suspension, so we were short. So we had next man go. So a lot of guys were nervous. Our first guy starting in the night. So once the nerves settled down, calmed down, you know, we were able to do what we needed to do, increase the defensive intensity that allowed us to try to attack the basket more, too. So I'm glad we finished it. But nail biter.
Through these first three games, now that you're sitting at 3-0, what have you seen that's kind of impressed you so far through these first
potential.
Three games?
Potential. We just got to put everything together. Potential. So we just got to put everything together. And continue to build and do the little things so we can be a better team.
Good deal. And there's a lot of basketball left, so good luck down the stretch.
Not long. It's a marathon, not a sprint. It's a marathon. So we're just going to keep pushing through.
All right, congratulations once again to the Hillgrove Hawks on another successful showcase and improving, well, now 4-0 on the season. And then finally on Monday, took in a little flag football action. Lithia Springs still having another great season, I should say, picking up two wins on the night, 25-0 over Osborne, 24-0 over Hillgrove, and that extended their current win streak to 5 in a row, all 5 shutouts. They're now 12-4 on the season. Next up for them, North Oconee and McEachern, but afterwards, talk to the head coach, Kendra Pleasants.
Yeah, I think for us, our last stretch, just making sure we just stay in discipline on defense, that's just been like our key these last 4 games. And just pretty much just trying to find us a rhythm. Offensively, we just been struggling because we went through 3 quarterbacks. Now we just consistently just stay on what we have, and hopefully we continue to make a run.
All right, I was going to say, speaking of making a run, playoffs right around the corner for y'all. Anything other than what you kind of just touched on that, you know, kind of jumps out on paper for you that you want the girls to really lock in on over the next, week or so before you get ready for playoffs?
Yeah, I think for us just being able to be poised, not just being able to just only run the ball. I think we're just going back to the drawing board, just, you know, to give people different looks offensively, more so with the passes as well. So I think we effectively just execute, I think we'll be fine.
All right, and that'll do it for the Prep Roundup. And without further ado, let's jump into our featured interview. Again, Coach Zach Slaney, head coach for the Kingsridge football team, coming off their first playoff win in program history as they defeated Darlington. They'll get ready for Fellowship Christian up next. And here's my coach, and here's my conversation with Coach Slaney. And we'll head out to the WayForward.com hotline where Coach Slaney joins us now. Coach, congratulations getting the playoffs started with the win. It's got to be a pretty good feeling for you and your guys.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yes, sir. It's a good feeling for sure. I mean, you know, first playoff win in program history. The program started in 08, and, you know, I mean, it's a tribute to the guys and a tribute to the coaching staff and the program that we're trying to build here at Kingsridge. So, you know, I'm just thankful for this opportunity for them and the hard work they've put in and it's paying off and, you know, excited for us to attack our next opportunity.
All right. And not just, it's your first playoff win in program history, but a very impressive win, 35-0, your final. So, you know, it seemed like it was a game that you guys kind of were in control throughout the entire time. But what impressed you the most about this victory?
So I would say, I mean, what impressed me most is, you know, just, I mean, we knew this already about our guys, but the resilience, you know. And so, I mean, the first 2 drives, it was a battle. We weren't really getting things rolling. We made a few mental mistakes. But, you know, the kids kept their composure and the staff kept their composure, and we just kept attacking the next play. So, I mean, just our resilience and our fight. I thought our physicality improved as the game went on. You know, we always talk about we want to be hitting our hardest in the 3rd and 4th quarters, you know, and be our freshest then for sure. And, you know, I thought the kids really did a good job of rising to that occasion and just upping their physicality every play and, you know, doing what they could to take care of business. I mean, we threw the ball 1 time tonight. And other than that, we just pounded the rock and just stayed disciplined in what we do. And stayed patient and, you know, just giving total effort every play. So, again, it's a tribute to the kids, a tribute to what, you know, what we're building here and the physicality and the mindset that these young men have and have bought into with the program. And so it's been exciting. We scored 5 touchdowns, and it was by 4 different guys.
Wow.
Running the ball. So we, you know, again, we got a lot of weapons. We're excited about that. And, you know, it gives us a lot of opportunities, you know, kind of moving forward with what we can do. And again, you know, just knowing we have that many guys we can trust to take care of the ball and to run hard and make the right decisions and do the right things. So it was great to see that again tonight.
All right. And as you talked about, you know, touched on building something special there. This is also you guys played, what, non-region schedules the last couple of seasons, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yeah, so I got to Kingsridge in January. Coach Crowder was here before me, and you know, he's done a good job kind of setting the table for what we've been able to build here. You know, with what he was kind of putting in place, and you know, I was eager to take over in January, coming from Holy Innocence, and you know, kind of the opportunities. Like I've been telling everybody, I could sense it during the interview stage. I could sense it during my first couple weeks here at Kingsridge, is that there's a hunger at this school to do more, to do better, right, and to just strive. You know, and give total effort. I mean, our 3 core values as a football program, we call it FED, which is faith, effort, and discipline. And the kids have, you know, fully bought into the faith and belief, you know, faith in God, belief in themselves and the ability God has blessed them with, and belief in their teammates, total effort in everything we do. And then discipline of self and discipline and accountability of others and understanding and appreciating discipline. So, I mean, you know, the school's bought in, the community has been great. We have great administrative support for the program and what we're doing and how we're, you know, trying to build better men of faith. And, you know, again, it's just, you know, it's been a full 360 degree just buy-in from, again, community, players, staff, everyone. And you know, it's exciting to see. It's exciting to see when, you know, what you can do and what God can work through us when we are, you know, all kind of rowing the boat in the same direction, I guess, is still a P.J. Fleck, you know, motto. So, but.
Good deal. Well, Coach, one more before I let you go. How soon do you guys get back, you know, into the war room to start getting ready for the next round, in which you guys will take on a familiar team in Fellowship Christian? And with that being said, you know, what are some things that maybe stood out to you tonight that you feel like, you know, you definitely want to, you know, once you guys get out there, you want to work on a few things? What were some things that maybe stood out to you tonight?
Yeah, for sure. So Coach Thompson over at Fellowship does a heck of a job. I mean, he, you know, you want to talk about a great program culture and a physical program. It's Fellowship Christian, you know, and props to them for being our region champs this year in our region. And I can't say enough positive things about their team, what they do. We're excited for the opportunity to play them again and just kind of see, you know, and just compete and see what happens. And you know, we really believe that if we execute, you know, and play, you know, we tell the kids every week, it's about us, you know, it's about us executing, it's about us doing what we can do in this offense and defensively as well. And you know, like I tell them, if you play with total effort and you play with physicality, you know, a lot of other things can be forgiven, a lot of other mistakes. And so, you know, that's what we're going to keep focusing on, and that's kind of what's gotten us here to this point. And you know, this year in the program is, you know, the understanding of that we attack every play, we attack every moment, and just doing our job, you know, not trying to over, you know, not trying to do any else's job, not trying to do too much, you know, and do somebody else's job, because then, you know, that creates, you know, openings in what you're trying to do. So, you know, we're excited to just keep working on ourselves and how we can just keep getting better every week, you know, and just continuing to, you know, just continue getting better in our craft and our technique and every little play and every rep and every moment, you know. And so we're excited about that. You know, in terms of prep, I mean, it never ends in season, and, you know, it's for better or for worse, but we're excited to be in the round of 16 and keep kind of moving forward. So, you know, we went out with the staff. I took them to, you know, we had some dinner and just kind of talked about the game and debriefed, and we're already, you know, preparing for Fellowship. I'm on the way home now to go watch our game again and just kind of, you know, just start getting ready again. I'm excited to attack that opportunity. You know, in terms of the kids, we'll bring them in Sunday. That, you know, we'll let them enjoy tonight and let them recover and take care of their bodies tomorrow a little bit, and we'll give them some guidance on that tomorrow. But we'll be back at work on Sunday with a lift and film, and you know, ready to again attack our next opponent and correct some mistakes from the night, because there's no such thing as a perfect game in football, you know. And
right.
So we're excited to come back together Sunday and correct some mistakes, and again, continue just to get better at what we do and continue to take another step forward as a program.
Awesome. Well, Coach, it's awesome, you know, seeing you guys have this historic moment. So definitely want to say congratulations to you once again, and want to wish you and the guys good luck here in the round of 16.
Thank you so much again. Thank you for taking the time, and I appreciate the support, and you know, again, you know, just thankful that the boys get this opportunity, this exposure, and you know, go Tigers.
Go Tigers. All right, that'll do it for this podcast amended version of Prep Sports Nation. I believe we should be back live on your radio Wednesday night on 92.9 The Game, 10 p.m. We kick things off. Hey, don't forget, you can also catch me on V103 Saturday mornings talking a little high school football as well, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. And don't tell anybody, we're going to do basketball too. Yeah, so we get to keep it rolling, baby. So make sure you lock in. Hope you enjoyed. I enjoyed bringing this to you. And we'll do it again live Wednesday, 10 p.m. on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This is Prep Sports Nation. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Available everywhere on the Odyssey app. See ya.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.